pleasure to be here tonight. I took a walk in the rain one day on the wrong side of the tracks. I stood on the rail till I saw that train just to see how my heart would react. Some people say that you shouldn't tempt fate, and for them I cannot disagree. But I never learned nothing from playing it safe. I say fate should not tempt me. I take my chances. I pay my dollar and I place my bet. I take my chances. I take my chances every chance I get. Dark one night, tuning in by my heart. I found a preacher who spoke of a light, but there was brimstone in his throat. He showed me a way according to him in return for my personal share. I flipped my channel back to CNN, then I threw away my cigarettes. I take my chances, yeah. I take my chances, every chance I get. My own life for song material. And I figured with this new album, why stop now? I wrote this song a couple of years ago, sort of like a reminder to myself that my faith in myself is only as strong as my commitment to my community, and I really do believe that. But as I said, I wrote this song a couple of years ago, before the most recent elections back at home in the States, before I was forced to face the cold, hard truth. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Newt Gingrich's worst nightmare. When we were young, we pledged allegiance every morning of our lives. The classroom rang with children's voices under teachers' watchful eyes. We learned about the world around us at our desks and at dinner time, reminded of the starving children. We cleaned our plates with guilty minds, and the stars alone shone like diamonds in the dust. And then a voice called to us to make our way back home. When I was 10, my father held me on his shoulders above the crowd, to see the train draped in mourning pass slowly through our town. His widow kneeled with all their children at the sacred burial ground, and the TV glowed that long hot sun with all the cities burning down. And the stones of the glow flew out beneath our bicycle tires, worlds removed from all those fires as we raced each other home.
Thousand hopes.
band that I have tonight. On my right, playing the bass and the guitars, from Washington, D.C., a very dear friend of mine and an inspiration to me always. He's dedicating this leg of the tour to Elizabeth Hurley. This is Mr. John Jennings. And on the piano, from Washington, D.C., also a dear friend, also an inspiration to me every day. He's dedicating this segment of the tour to Miranda Richardson. Please welcome Mr. John Carroll. Takes a lot of time, probably time away from him. If anybody out there wants to let him know for me, I'll be in town till Wednesday. It's for Hugh.
weddings and a funeral 10 times. I can even do a scarlet imitation. I was working up to it. Don't let me drink too much. I get really flirty. She says it's been so long, she can't remember. Mention of his name didn't make her feel again. That everything is possible and every day a brand new start. Yes, love somehow when it finds a willing heart. Sometimes it's a fire burning out of control. Sometimes it's a candle burning on and low. All these years you never let it go. There's a keeper for every flame. There was someone in his past that he hasn't gotten over yet. And each day he's like the last, he just misses what he can't forget. It's just an empty space where something used to be. Now he guards the gate, but he's lost. No one leaves. There's a keeper for every flame. Thought my heart. There's a keeper for every flame. is old and faded, all the colors washed away. I've had it now for more damn years than I could count anyway. I can wear it beneath my jacket with the collar turned up high. So old I should replace it, but I'm not about to try. This shirt's got silver buttons and a place upon the sleeve where I used to set my heart up right there. Anyone could see. This shirt is the one I wore to every boring high school dance, where the boys ignored the girls and we all pretended to like the band.
it's all done. Some words will cut you down, like you rolling in the rain. Should I stand this ground? It won't hurt as much to say you can have it.
I'd like to share it with you, and perhaps you'll agree with me as well, because, as I said, it is universal truth, so I better be right. We've decided that on any day of the week, at any hour, in any place in the world, if you walk into a music store, not a record store, but a place that sells instruments, you will hear the following song emanating from some corner with the following guitar sound. This is the last date, actually, that we're doing in this incarnation. We've been playing over in the States for the past 3 weeks, and about the second weekend, we were riding the bus down the New Jersey Turnpike, a lovely place to be, I might add, right past Newark Airport. We were on our way to Philadelphia, and we were already late for the load-in and for the gig, and our bus broke down, and we didn't know what we were going to do. We were screwed, basically. And we're sitting there by the side of the road on the bus that's going nowhere, and not more than 5 minutes had passed, and a charter bus pulls up behind us, not just any charter bus, but an empty charter bus. And the guy jumps off his bus, the driver, and he comes up to us and he says, "Do you need a ride?" And we said, "Well, yes, we do. We need to get to Philadelphia right now." And he said, "No problem, I'll take you." So we load all of our equipment on ourselves onto this charter bus, and he drives us all the way to Philadelphia. And before he disappears into the night like something out of a Frank Capra film, we look at his, he's wearing a uniform, and we look at his name tag, and his name tag says, Jim Dandy. So the other universal truth, something that we grow up learning, but I think it's really true, and that is you can believe in the kindness of strangers, especially Jim Dandy. Baby, where's that place where time stands still? I remember like a lover can. I forget it like a lever will. It's no place you can get to by yourself. You've gotta love someone and they love you. Time will stop for nothing else. And every place drifts on us. The more we claim, the less we trust. And the less we trust, the more we hurt. And as time goes on, it just gets worse. So baby, where's that place where time stood still? Is it under glass, inside a frame? Was it over when you had your fill? Year staying at home, getting off the road was good for my soul a little bit. I missed those things that I never imagined I'd ever miss, but I've discovered are very important to a life. Things like doing your own laundry, scrubbing your toilets, things like that. And you need to do that. It's very nurturing. For a while. But as I was writing songs last year, I came upon this obituary in the New York Times one day, just before last Christmas. And amazing remembrance of this person who had just passed away. They think that he was 64 years old. They didn't know for sure. He had been found wandering the streets of Jacksonville, Illinois in 1945 as a teenage boy. And no one knew where he'd come from or why. And he couldn't tell them because he was blind and he was deaf and he was mute. And so for the rest of his life, he was known only as John Doe, number 24, as he became the 24th unidentified man in the Illinois state mental system. And I carried this newspaper clipping around in my back pocket for weeks, not because I imagined that I'd write a song about it, but rather I just couldn't forget about it. I think it had something to do with that feeling that maybe all of us had at one time in our lives, that we're going to wake up in the middle of the night of our lives and wonder if we've been abandoned. Standing on the sidewalk in 1945 in Jacksonville, Illinois. When asked what my name was, there came no reply. They said I was a deaf and sightless half-wit boy. But Lewis was my name, though I could not say it. I was born and raised in New Orleans. Spirit was wild, so I let the river take on a barge and in prayer upstream. They searched for a mother and they searched for a father, and they searched till they searched no more. And the doctors put to rest their scientific tests and they named me John Doe. Life's a mystery, but so too is the human heart. And it was my heart's own perfume when the crepe jasmine bloomed on St. Charles Avenue. Though I couldn't hear the bells of the streetcars come by towing the track I knew. And if I were an old man returning with my satchel and pork pie hat, I'd hit every jazz joint on Bourbon and I'd hit everyone on Basin after that. Christmas, and all the nurses
just took a dance. Lately I've been growing restless. I've been dreaming again of the past. I'm wandering down to the banks of the great big muddy where the shotgun houses stay. I am 7 years old and I feel my dad reach out for my hand. While I drew breath, no one missed me, so they won't on the day that I cease. Put a sprig of crepe jasmine with me to remind me of standing on the sidewalk in 1945 in Jacksonville,
show the things that drew me to you and
lucky. I feel lucky.
Very, very happy new year. We'll see you next year.
Okay. Can I get some of this guitar, please?
Couldn't time, but you pretend.
I just started singing, even though I wrote it a couple of years ago. I want to thank Miss Wynonna Judd for singing this song all last year. It's not a biographical song, but it's not about me. Now she turned 15 with great expectations. Her older brother knew something was up when he caught her going through his record collection, looking at Hendrix like a lovesick hug. She begged and she pleaded till Dad finally listened. Drove her in the car down to Sears Roebuck. Mothers tend to worry about girls with guitars. Hey. Now on Saturday nights, she'd follow her brother, hit the socks and stockings on the old gym floor. While everybody danced to GarageBand covers, she was checking out riffs, memorizing chords. She didn't care at all for the football hero. Basketball star. Boys as a species were all a bunch of zeros, except for the ones that played that guitar. Yeah. Oh. Girls with guitars. She wasn't any debutante.
Girls with guitars.
She didn't go out for cheerleading.
Girls with guitars.
All boys are kind of nervous around
girls with guitars.
Now she went off to college. She got her degree. Her parents breathed a sigh of grief. Daddy's thinking law school, mother's thinking medicine, daughter's thinking how she's gonna break the news to them. Just no stopping girls with guitars. Yeah. you're omniscient.
Shadow in what light was left. Those who need.
very, very much.
Thank you so much for coming. We love playing for you. See you next year.